This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
That's not funny anymore. That was a commercial for a product we no longer remember. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, City of Santa Barbara project planner Rosie Deisty. She was on a year ago, talked predominantly about accessory dwelling units and junior accessory dwelling units. We'll get a little update there, but primarily talking about the Santa Barbara City housing element. They finally figured it out. Fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll do in the first segment, going back to 2015. Last week's guest, the pair of architects, AIA, it's the American Institute of Architects, and the website is AIASB.com. And the annual tour is coming up October 1st. It's a Saturday, 2022. And I've been there a few times, self-guided tour. It's kind of like going to open houses, but on steroids, because they have a lot of people there, the architects, the builders, designers, and you could really delve into, you know, if you're looking at any home improvement or just interested. And then the after party, nice quality hors d'oeuvres, beer and wine. And a couple of years ago, I won a desk chair that was like a $400 chair. I put my business card in the box. So, MontecitoLandscape.com, they have a bi-monthly newsletter. It is free, but it comes out bi-monthly. And a lot of good tips there. Can't beat it. Let's take a look at, well, just ironically, yesterday, I started watching a Netflix series, Dead to Me. Two seasons. They might be coming up with a third. No spoilers. It's a dark comedy. Christine Applegate, looking great. And who plays kind of a bit role is Ed Asner. And I thought, God, didn't he? He passed away. And I looked it up, and he actually died today, August 29th, 2021. He was 91 years old. So God bless Ed Asner. Okay, this is year-to-date stats through August 26, 2022, 34th week of the year. The year-to-date median sales price is $2,280,000. Last week it was $2,261,000. At one time, $2.3 million. Been slowly going down, but we had 23 closings this past week, and that's compared to 18.7 sales per week, so a high number of sales and a median price of $2,425,000 for those sold listings. So it's interesting how it bumped it up a little bit from last week's year-to-date median price, $2,280,000. Last year it was $2,000,000, so we're 14% higher than last year's $2,000,000 year-to-date. 2021 ended up at $1,962,000. It was hovering at $2,000,000 right up until the last weeks of 2021. And just had a couple of weeks that had very low price sales, so it pulled it down. Year before that, it was $1,482,000. So last year's $2 million year-to-date for the first 34 weeks of the year, median price, single-family home, South Coast, that was 35% higher than the prior year of $1,482,000. And that was 12.3% higher than the prior year of $1,320,000. And that was 3.5% higher than 2018's $1,275,000. 2017 was $1,280,000, so call it a wash. And $1,280,000 in 2017 was 6.7% higher than 2016's $1,200,000, which was 3.4% higher than 2015's $1,160,000. So 2015, first 34 weeks of the year, median sales price $1,160,000, and now $2,280,000. Number of sales this year, the first 34 weeks, 637. Going back to 2015, that was 783. So going forward, the number of sales for the first 34 weeks, starting in 2015, 783, then 2016, 718, then 2017, 759, so about the same. 2018, debris flow, 697, that was a drop. 2019's 713, 2020, 688, hit the blip of the of COVID, March of 2020, so there was a slowdown in the number of sales before an insane pick-me-up in 2021, 951 sales for the first 34 weeks of the year. That dwarfs any normal year. This year's 637 is the lowest since 2015, and yet the prices are still high. And we have new listings coming on the market. Not the median price on those new listings, a little on the lower side. So, Bob's your uncle. 2015, it's interesting to look at the median price of all those years. 2017's for the first 34 weeks of the year was $1,280,000. And it ended up at $1,285,000, but most of the other years, the median price for the year dropped versus the first 34 weeks of the year. Not dramatically, but a little bit lower. About the same. 2019 ended up $1,316,000. It was $1,320,000. And 2020 is the exception. Ended up at $1,595,000, but the first 34 weeks, the median price was $1,482,000. So that's the exception year, 2020. Again, the blip of COVID in March, things kind of ratcheted down, and then they started. I guess that's the second. What is it? The last 18 weeks of the year of 2020 was starting to kick in towards 2021. So that's. I guess that explains that. Any questions? I told you about, I mentioned Dead to Me, yes. Third segment, I think I'll do without my guests, so we have some information on shopping malls, and also that story about the 81-year-old man who was living in the woods for like 20 years. Kind of a, sounds like a movie with Robert Redford when he was out in the mountains, or in the, remember that one? Here's a little recap. I gave you this before. This was 2021 sales. We ended up with 1,373 sales. And there were no short sales. And there were two actual bank-owned sales. Surprised there were even two. Notice of default, there were 16. So notice of default, but it didn't turn into a short sale. Of the 16, only two turned into the short sales. Owner is a licensee. Out of the 2021's 1,373 sales, 59, or 4.3%. I'd have thought it would have been higher. Agent related to principal, 20, only 1.5%. That's hard to believe. Probate sales, 12, less than 1%. Trust sales, 16, 1.2%. And there's a box that you can check as none, and that's 477. I don't know why we have that box. Seems like if you don't check anything else, you don't check anything else. Okay. We're going to take a commercial break. We are returning with our guest, a Santa Barbara City planner, project planner in the Community Development Department, Rosie Deisty. She's going to talk about the housing element, how she's going to personally, single-handedly solve the housing crisis in Santa Barbara.